Europeans visiting US for World Cup fall in love with America, the most wonderful people in the world. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 22, 2026. Europeans visiting the United States for the 2026 World Cup have found themselves pleasantly surprised by small-town America. Buc-ee's, Target, large portion sizes, and unlimited soda refills. According to footage circulating on social media, we owe America a huge apology. Because America is nothing like the media tells us, one World Cup fan said. Everyone is so friendly, I've honestly had the best time. I can refill this 1,000 times, one shocked Italian World Cup fan declared, sitting at a restaurant with a glass of Coca-Cola. A video compilation of Europeans reacting to what they find in the United States shows. Watch below. Yeah, but you won't drink 1,000 cups of Coke. The World Cup fan's friend remarks, to which the Italian man quips, "You don't know me," adding, "It's free. You paid for it," the friend points out, which the Italian World Cup fan responds, "Once." Another clip shows a separate Italian World Cup fan exiting an establishment with a drink in a to-go cup. Seemingly taken aback as he tells the camera, "I asked for a medium size." "That's medium," his friend responds, to which the Italian man replies by exclaiming, "What the, medium? My entire family can drink from here for 1 month." Elsewhere, inside a Walmart, a man from England is seen standing in an aisle, telling the camera, "Look at all this car stuff. I'm in heaven." He then turns to look at other items on the shelves, and adds, "What's happening? I can get bread, milk, and an air rifle." Footage also shows Europeans scouring the aisles of Target, appearing shocked by the products they find. "Dude, wow, this is a gas station," exclaimed Freddy from Germany in an all-caps X post. The World Cup fan, whose many social media posts have gone viral as he chronicles his experience and journey through the US since his arrival earlier this month, shared photos of a Buc-ee's, one of which showcased a seemingly endless row of gas pumps. Another video shows a Sweden fan in Texas, wearing a cowboy hat as he praises Buc-ee's. After being asked by Q11 News Houston where he got his cowboy hat, the World Cup fan replies, "From Buc-ee's. Go Buc-ee's. Great place." The Swedish man adds, "I love the beef jerky. We love the cowboy style. You're great. Watch below. We owe America a huge apology. Because America is nothing like the media tells us. Everyone is so friendly, everyone is so accommodating. And I've honestly had the best time," one British World Cup fan says to the camera in another video. "I fly home Sunday, and the English have a song where we say, 'Please don't take me home. I just don't want to go to work. Let me stay here and drink all your beer.' And I've never resonated with that song more than in America," he adds. Watch below. In Nashville, a video shows an Australian influencer filming himself at a lemonade stand, telling his followers, "Apparently, this is a huge tradition down in the South. Kids running a lemonade stand. I've never seen one in real life." After buying a cup of lemonade, the Australian man tells his friend, "Bro, I just spotted, there's a kids' baseball game over there. We need to go, we need go." It literally looks like every movie, the Australian World Cup fan says of the youth baseball game. Adding, "I thought I didn't want kids, but now this makes me want to do this Saturday morning thing. Oh my god, it's so cool." The video concludes with the Australian man declaring that he wants a full American dream. Watch below. "What is this? Costco. It's even bigger than Walmart," one seemingly shocked World Cup fan can be heard saying in another video compilation circulating on social media. Another clip shows a foreigner saying, "We are in America for the first time as Europeans, and they have every flavor. Look, they have Big Red." "What's Big Red?" "The container store?" a British World Cup fan asks, standing outside the establishment, to which the person filming replies, "It's just containers." "What? To contain stuff? We haven't got one of those, England," the man adds. Watch below. Americans, meanwhile, are delighted to see how much fun Europeans are having in the United States. Can the US just host the World Cup every year? One X user asked, sharing video footage of a Japanese World Cup fan learning about splitting the G, a viral bar challenge that involves drinking a Guinness. Watch below. "I don't want the World Cup to end because these videos are priceless. another US-based ex-user wrote, sharing a clip of a Japanese man trying a buzz ball for the first time. Watch below. Another video shows an Australian World Cup fan recalling his experience visiting a Texas Roadhouse, saying, "It's unbelievable. First of all, they give you these peanuts. You can eat as many as you want," he explains. "Then they come out, and they put this bread on the table, and I'm like, I didn't order the bread." She's like, "Oh, that's free." And she goes, "If you want more bread, we'll just give you more. And this bread is as nice as bread can possibly be," the fan continues. "If you're an Australian, try and picture the most unbelievable bread, and then they give you the Coke. Of course, it's America, so it's unlimited refills. You just leave there so happy," the man adds. And then Australians are like, "Yeah, but in America you've got to tip." "You don't have to tip. You want to tip. These people are the most wonderful people in the world." Watch below. "It's mad in here, it's all air conditioned," another British World Cup fan says from a stadium in Texas, adding, "It's absolutely massive." In the video, the fan writes the caption, "As they say, everything is bigger in Texas," before adding, "One of the best stadiums I've ever been to," alongside American flag emojis as George Strait's 2005 song, "Somewhere Down in Texas," plays in the background. Watch below. "I'm surprised," Freddie wrote in a Sunday Evening X post from Niagara Falls. "I thought it would just be the waterfalls, but the whole city is like one giant amusement park," he added. "There's even a roller coaster on top of Burger King." Watch below. Lefties in Seattle didn't want to host the World Cup because of Trump. Red State columnist Buzz Patterson wrote in an X post, sharing footage of a packed stadium. "The left tries to ruin all the fun. Seattle fans didn't let them." Watch below. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.